Greetings. This is James Gillen. It's great to be back on the air. As you know, I've been traveling, and we are broadcasting from a place, an undisclosed location deep within the jungle of sunny Mexico. So anyway, hopefully this transmission will stay together and keep us connected throughout the evening. There's so many things I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to do call-ins tonight as well, because it's been a while since I've been on the air, and I know that people have a lot of questions about what's going on. I wanted to cover a few things in the news that I think are kind of interesting and actually humorous in a way. But, you know, a lot of the scientists, the strong proponents of global warming, I believe are in Antarctica right now, stuck in the ice. And so anyway, they've sent a couple icebreakers out to try to get them to no avail. They couldn't break through and get them out of there. So I know they took some helicopters and flew quite a few people off the ship right now. I don't know if they've flown the scientists off yet or not, but I think it's quite interesting because so much for carbon units and all the other programs, carbon tax and the other things they're trying to push, because the problem is the Earth is not warming. It's actually cooling down. And, you know, all you have to do is look at the weather reports lately. Britain's coast is being battered by 30-foot waves and giant hailstorms, you know, fierce winds there. I was trying to think what else. I think they're showing, in North Dakota and a few other places, they're showing minus 50, you know, with a wind chill, minus 30 and minus 20 in some of the other states. It's pretty darn cold out there, and it's going to get colder. So we already had one really cold snap coming through, and a lot of these places aren't ready for it, and it's dropping down into Texas and Florida. So it's going to be a little crazy. It's going to get real crazy here. So anyway, yeah, I'm all for climate change. You know, definitely the climate is changing. The climate on all the planets are changing right now. It has to do with an alignment with galactic plane and Alcyon and a few other things that are going in. We're moving into a highly energized place in space. The sun is reacting to this. So basically everything is in flux right now and changing. So that's the big picture, you know, if you really want to know the big picture. And so when people try to get you, con you into paying for these enormous carbon taxes and all these other things, it's just another way of snagging your money. Now, I'm all for fuelless energy, and it's here now. It's on the planet. It's coming out everywhere. There's all kinds of technologies coming out that we could engage. And if money was going towards that, you know, you wouldn't need a carbon tax. It wouldn't be carbon, you know. So, you know, it's another one of those scams, not having your priorities in order, you know, which I can go into even further. You know, there's a whole bunch of things happening that, you know, we've got, you know, I've been looking into one of the reasons I came to Mexico, because I wanted to seek out a lot of cures and other things that just aren't covered. You know, we can't do them in the States, because even to say you cured cancer, you cured some life-threatening disease, you know, will throw you in jail, basically. And so that's a serious problem, you know, and I've seen it over and over. People come up with cures for cancer and cures for other things, and they get shut down very fast by the FDA, you know, I think FDA is probably federal death assurance, you know, because they want to make sure people keep dying and they keep, you know, draining their checkbooks down to nothing, but doing all they can to cut out, you know, cures that they know work. I know one thing, juicing the leaves from the marijuana plant, you know, it's not psychotropic because you don't add heat to it. And there's a lot of people doing that right now and having phenomenal results, you know, in healing. And there's other methods as well. So anyway, that's one of the things that people are doing. But there's a lot of other things going out. And I want to talk a little bit about Morgellons disease, and that they're saying like 80 to 95% of the people are affected by this, and it's directly related to the chemtrails. And, you know, if you don't, just do your own search. If you don't believe in chemtrails, just type in Evergreen, you know, or Before It's News, and look at all the planes being built with the tanker planes with these tanks inside of them. They're being built, coming straight off the line, you know, to spray these horrendous, you know, heavy metals and polymers and diseases. It's just unbelievable. But a lot of people are going to the doctors with Morgellons, and they're trying to get help, and they're getting nowhere, and they're told they're crazy, you know, because it feels like a parasite underneath your skin crawling around, and it drives you crazy, and you start scratching and itching. You go, what is this, you know, going on? I'm afflicted with it myself. I know so many people that have this. I went and had my blood tested, and you know, with a dark field microscope, and they said, oh yeah, you know, you've got a few things going on. You've got some things in there. We don't even know what they are, you know? So considering the fact that we've been sprayed heavily, constantly at the Ysetti Ranch and being hit with every psychotronic device you can imagine, I would imagine that, you know, we're probably dealing with all kinds of things. But, you know, there's hope around the corner. A lot of the things I've been finding out, I went to one of the websites, which was morgellonscure.com. And there's a guy named Mike there that was on another radio show. I'm not sure what show. He might have been on Coast to Coast. But I looked at that. And what they're finding out is that the way to get rid of these chemtrails, it's a little nanobot. It's a little nanoworm with its own little control center and has its own little light motor in the beginning of this thing. And the weirdest thing about it is you can see it under a microscope, and this thing is like, you know, multiplying and doing all kinds of crazy things, and, you know, linking up in your system and turning you into an antenna, you know, which is, and what I've been hearing from these scientists that are literally looking at it, they said that Morgellons is Satan's dream, you know, because it's a way that you can control the masses very easily. You just turn them into an antenna, and you can make them sick and ill, turn them off. You can broadcast all kinds of things to people, you know, to make them even messages that thoughts that aren't even theirs, you know. So this is a pretty nasty thing that's going on, and we need to stay on top of it. But what they're finding out is a nice little EM pulse, you know, knocks these little critters out. It takes them out right away. So if you go to that website, go to morgellonscure.com. And you can find out all about that, the design, the plans, everything around there. So this isn't anything new, folks. You know, this is all over the internet right now. I'm just telling you how to look into it. There's other things out there that also I put out several on the newsletter. I put out several ways of dealing with Morgellons, a lot of different ways, including external ways to help take care of it. But it's an internal organism, and it's not even an organism, basically. It's a little nanobot brought to you by U.S. tax dollars, you know, your tax dollars at work. So anyway, it's been pretty crazy doing a lot of this research. I've been really researching these quantum healing technologies, and where they're using a lot of radionics and charging waters and saline solutions, and it goes far beyond that. So anyway, there are ways of healing that have been withheld from us that are being done, you know, here in Mexico. And I did a show a while back about that, where we covered some of the basics that they're using. You know, they're using chelation therapy, they're using stem cells, they're using ozone therapy, they're using all these different therapies down here and having incredible results, whereas these things can't be used in the States. You know, some things that on a very limited level they can use in the States, but it's a good way of getting closed down. You know, just using Laetril, you know, or vitamin B will get you closed down in the States. So anyway, this has got to change. I really have faith that this whole system is going to get turned upside down, because it serves nobody, and it's not frequency specific anymore. All these agencies that we've created and given our powers to have abused those rights to the level where they're no longer functional, and they're not functional in the new frequencies on where the Earth is going, so they are going to implode eventually. And I see this happening between March and July. There's just going to be some major resistance coming up, and people are fed up. You know, how many dairy farmers can you throw in jail for selling raw milk, you know? you know, how many people are eventually going to get pissed off, you know? And you just look at the total abuse of power and the ridiculousness of this whole thing, you know, coming in there with armed SWAT teams, you know, to shut down basically organic, you know, grocery stores and things like that. It's gotten beyond psycho right now. It's just unbelievable. I saw some other things. I can't remember where they sent a SWAT team in on something just so ridiculous. It was unbelievable. When I put it out, I'll think about it in a minute. But and they got SWAT teams now for everybody, you know, no matter what. They're going to send a little SWAT team in. But anyway, there's some other things doing. There's I want to talk about this later, about these energy waves. But there were ships in California and Washington. So there's a major sightings going on, a big rash of sightings going on all over the country right now, it seems like. But there were some major sightings seen. And there's a crop circle in Salinas, which has been checked out to be real. A lot of disinformation on that. They've been trying to say, you know, people made it and this and that. And, you know, they saw ladders and people with ropes out there. Well, that was after the fact. So there were people out there after the fact, this Echelon group, which I think is weird. The security group that came out to the field to make sure nobody got in it was named Echelon. Okay, Echelon is one of the programs that they use for spying on people. You know, it's one of the NSA programs. So I think that's a little odd that the security company has the same name, you know, like put two and two together. And they were there taking measurements and making sure nobody got into the field. And they immediately plowed this crop circle under, you know, out there in Salinas. So the good news is there was a lot of photos taken of this and people are already deciphering it. And it looks like, and again, some kind of a moon calendar. And I guess in the first portion of January, supposedly, we're going to have another major comet come through here, fly by. And we did. We just had one come zipping by us. So, you know, I don't, it wasn't really lit up, but I guess this one everybody's going to see. Something big is going to come zinging through here that everybody's going to see, according to this crop circle, if they deciphered it right. There's a few other things in the crop circle as well. But, you know, anyway, enough being said about that one. You can go to, I think, Linda Moulton Howe's site has a lot of coverage on that. If you want to check out the latest Salinas Crop Circle, just type in Salinas Crop Circle, you know, California Crop Circle. It'll pop up if you want to see more about that. The other thing I wanted to talk about, too, is the energy waves that came through. One came through in Thanksgiving, you know, right after Thanksgiving. And the next wave came through right around Christmas, you know, the same second energy wave. We told people way ahead of time that there were going to be two shifts. It was information the higher dimensional beings gave us that there were going to be two major energy waves come through and they were going to push everything up. And the people that didn't process their stuff on the first wave that came through around Thanksgiving were going to have a much harder time on the second wave. And so the second wave came through right around Christmas. And what I noticed that everybody was in their stuff. There are people that are still in their stuff. They're just now getting on top of it. And a lot of people were pressed hard. There's a lot of empaths and sensitive people that were put on overload because they were actually clearing a lot of the stuff through their body that other people weren't clearing and helping the earth through her process to release this energy. So a lot of the light workers were called on, a lot of the sensitive and empaths. And it was really hard. Myself, I felt energies coming through. I just had to lay down and just observe them going through and just keep saying, not mine, you know, and keep clearing these energies. And I felt some deep, deep sadness, you know, and some frustration and anger and a lot of things coming up that were being cleared. You know, every once in a while something would pop up and I'd trace it back. Oh, that was mine, you know, but a lot of the majority that was going through wasn't. You know, it was just the planetary process. So don't beat yourself up because you went through that process. You know, it was a very intense process we were going through. You know, there's two rules of thumb. You know, it's everything is yours and everything's an illusion, you know. So, or it may not be yours. You know, there's a lot of different rules out there. But I always say, you know, it doesn't matter what. It's just stuff. It doesn't matter whose it is. You don't have to take blame or credit for any of this stuff. Just keep clearing it. You know, just release it, let it go, clear it out. There's a lot of techniques. We had a fast and furious exchange on the Facebook where a lot of people got very upset and dropped us because of some of the other interviews that I did on I guess with Roxy Lopez, and then some other interviews with some other people that I did, where I covered the higher dimensional aspects and all these other beings coming in that are benevolent, but I also covered the ones that aren't so benevolent. And there are a couple, two or three groups out there that are not benevolent, and they would like to see most of us gone. And they actually would feed off all the pain and suffering as that happens. And a lot of people got very upset about that. And I told them some of the grays and the reptilians, and there's about three groups out there and you could call it the Archon Network. Everybody has different names for it. The Djinn, there's all kinds of names for the different aspects of this. But this was written about in the Nag Hammadi. I wrote about it in my books, and that were published in 1982. And I've been talking about it since the 70s. And finally, now it's coming out everywhere. People are finally realizing that when you go up the ladder of power and control, it gets darker and darker and darker, and it goes into unseen levels. And David Icke is doing a great job about talking about this. He's really got it down now. He went through a lot of experiences in the beginning, and as he gathered more energy, more information, and more energy, he started to put it all together, and now he's doing a great service by putting this information out. So it turns out that there's several people out there that are really bringing this information out, and we all got kind of pigeonholed into the same group, and pretty much attacked and told we're crazy, and that we're just spreading fear porn, and it just went on and on. So there's quite a flurry on Facebook about covering this, And my suggestion to that is that the ones in fear are the ones that are afraid of looking at this. They're afraid of looking at what's been happening on the planet. And they're afraid of looking at how dark some of these things are that are going on, and how dark the leadership has become. And, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to just look at the condition of this civilization, look at the condition of your environment. Look at the Gulf spill, the core exit that was sprayed on everybody, what that does to humans and the rest of the wildlife there and the sea life. We all have to look at Fukushima, what's happening there. Look at the banksters, what's going on there. Look at the GMO products. Look at, I can go on and on. And not to be a downer, this is just a reality. All the food additives, the fluoride in the water, everything, and the chemtrails especially, we can't deny that. That's a no-brainer. That all the evidence is in on that, and I gave you links to go check that out. What's happening on the planet right now is inhuman, and whoever is behind this is inhuman, and they have their human puppets who have sold their souls and have some of them have actually done it on purpose through dark ritual for power and wealth. They actually gave their souls up, and hooked up to these darker forces through ceremony and things like that. But you just have to look at the, by their fruits you'll know them. Look at the condition of the planet, look at the condition of your water, especially your fresh water, look at the conditions of your oceans, your land, look at the wars going on. Look at your economy. Look at how many people are homeless and how many people lost their homes. Look at the poverty, look at the jobs are gone. Just, take a good long look at what's going on all around you. And I think it's a very clear program that's being acted out here. And so everybody's gonna go, "Oh, you're preaching doom and gloom and you're a downer." No, I'm just observing things, and I'm not afraid to look at them. And so one of the serious problems in this New Age movement is people have been programmed by Stanford Research and other programs that have set this program out, this New Age program, where it's all illusion. It doesn't matter. If it don't look at evil, because if you look at evil, it's in you, So if you don't see it, you're pure. If you're just love and joy and bliss, and you're not acknowledging any of these other things going on, you're enlightened. You're not. You're not enlightened. I hate to tell you this, because enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it, both sides of the coin. And an enlightened person doesn't sit on his ass and do nothing. They don't do that. When they see harm going to humanity and the earth, and suffering and things like that. They do whatever they can to avoid that or help out. And so don't buy into these other programs that, you know, if you address these issues, you're unspiritual or you're unenlightened, you know, all these things. You're creating a frequency, you know, you're I don't know, I can go on these programs. I mean, they're very smug and they're very ignorant. I hate to tell you this, but they're dealing with half-truths. And so we have to look at the whole truth because, you know, what you do here in the physical weighs either light or heavy on the soul in your transition. And that's the bottom line. And when you don't help people, that also has consequences. So, and if you are a willing participant in things that are harmful to humanity and the earth, that's going to have karmic consequences. That's going to play heavy on your soul and determine where you go in your next understanding. It's that simple. You can't disconnect the physical from what's happening. You know, and just say, oh, that's an illusion. You know, I'm a spiritual being. You know, well, you've got a body. You know, you've got a physical body down here. And although it's just one of many garments you wore in the past and you now have a new one, it's still just as important. So take care of it, you know, and try to eat close to the land, eat as natural as you can, find out where your water's coming from, get fresh water. If you can, water is very important. Bless your water when you drink it. You know, I can give you all kinds of things, but we have to start detoxing and eating lighter, you know, and you might want to cut out, you know, I'm not against eating meat, but you might want to really cut back on meat, you know, and eat a lot more veggies and a lot more fruits and things like that, you know, and give your system a break because, you know, whatever you can do to detox and get rid of the heavy metals and everything else is awesome. You know, the there's a lot of different things you can do. Those are about the things I wanted to cover right now. And get this information out and let everybody know, hey, I'm good. I'm in Mexico. I'm trying to take a break. It isn't working out that way because there's as much work down here in Mexico as there was at the ranch. And a lot of people struggling right now trying to get through these times. So, you know, you can't really just say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm on vacation. It just doesn't work that way for me. You know, I can't turn people away. So anyway, you know, we're still doing our thing. And I do believe we have some friends calling in from Hawaii. Let's see if we do. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Aloha.
How's things over
in
Hawaii?
How you doing out there? Man, I'll tell you, this is paradise. And you
yeah.
know, and a lot of people here, most of the everybody that I've come in contact with know about GMOs. Because they've been struggling, you know, the islands here have actually been throwing out the bums, you know, Monsanto, et cetera, those guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they're, and they're very close to their land, you know, and I joke and I say, you know, you spit on the ground and something will grow there because it's everything is so lush here. But they're very cognizant of organic, you know, everything is organic. And, you know, except for the sugar cane, obviously. You know, there's a few things here that they've been growing forever that they've kind of destroyed. But the people
yeah.
here are really going back to their roots, you know.
Great. Yeah, so I noticed that last time I was over there, they are very connected, you know, to the water, to the ocean, and, you know, a lot of organics growing their own food and everything. And it's just basically a way of life there for most people. You know, it was great being over there and experiencing that. And that a lot of that element is spilling over. I know in Mexico here, there's a large contingent here that is really focused on organic. And you know, they actually just banned, you know, the GMO corn from coming in. And Monsanto appealed, you know, and tried to appeal that decision. And they lost again. So Mexico is standing firm on that. You know, I know a lot of other countries are now banning the GMO crops, and I'm all for it. Of course, it's going to really mess up Bill Gates' investment, you know, heavily invested into Monsanto, but couldn't happen to a nicer guy because he's also heavily invested in the inoculations that are crippling and killing people around the world. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
And, you know, the people here, I think it's been, you know, all the stuff that they're throwing at us in our faces, you know, it comes from desperate people doing desperate things, because what they're trying to do is overwhelm us with so much stuff that we'll just sit down and wait for the mothership to take us home, like you were saying, you know, sit back and do nothing. But you know, because they feed on the fear, so they're trying to get us scared. I don't tell you, there's a silver lining to that, too, because they're pushing so much stuff at us. A lot of people are waking up, because you can't just sit on the fence and pretend to not know anything is going on, because it's so brutally in our faces, you know. I mean, you can't even hide this stuff anymore. So what it's doing is getting the people to wake up. And, you know, what they would say is that they had a big, I think it was in Oahu, I may be wrong because I just got here, but they had a huge movement against Monsanto or Monsatan, and they had over 4,000 people show up. But the news, they had to say something because it was so big. They said, you know, a couple hundred people showed up. Did they make it sound so trivial? And yes, it's getting to the point where, you know, it's getting ridiculous, and I think people know that the meteor is not just dinosaurs, but they're extinct. You know, they've gone beyond that. But it's getting people to wake up to the air, the spraying. It's big news out here because it's everywhere. And, you know, what they're putting into food, into the water, and people are becoming very cognizant of getting back to nature. And so that's kind of the plus side of the negativity that's going on, you know, is forcing people to wake up. And it's cool to see that. A lot of enlightened people here. I'm absolutely amazed, you know. And because it's a small island, you know, you get to bump into a lot of people and you see everybody, and then people from all around the world. And so it's a little easier to connect with people that way. On the States, you know, everybody's doing their thing on the mainland, and it's hard to talk to people. And, you know, the news is still going strong out there. But here, I'm going to tell you, it's absolutely amazing. So wasn't Mexico kind of like that too, up to a point?
Yeah, you know, I was really surprised. Last year when I came down here, nobody was talking about the chemtrails. Nobody wanted to talk about them. You know, it was just totally forbidden. You know, they go, oh, no, there's the beach and the whales and the dolphins, and we're not going to talk about that or anything else. Well, this year they're all noticing it, and they noticed that they chemtrailed the hell out of us on Thanksgiving, and they gave us a wonderful Christmas present too, some major chemtrailing. Well, I told people, I said, you see that in the sky? And they go, yeah. And I go, watch what happens in 3 days. In 3 days, this whole village was sick. People just hacking and coughing, and there's people that still have it. They haven't kicked it yet. They're still trying to get rid of this, whatever they sprayed. I don't know what was in this last round, but people are very aware about the chemtrails, and they're coming up to me going, did you see that? Did you see him spraying? I said, yeah, I saw him spraying. They go, yeah, 3 days later, everybody got sick. And I said, yeah, I was telling you, you know, just watch what happens. It takes about 3 days, and then bam, you know, everybody goes down. And it was sad, too, because there's a lot of grandmothers here that, you know, a couple of them ended up in the hospital, and they had really high fevers, and I think it's designed to take out the elderly and the kids that don't have their immune system, you know, up to snuff yet. But
well, in Texas, this is something that's been going on for at least probably close to a month. They've been spraying so heavy in Texas that people they're like pneumonia-like symptoms, and they go into the hospital and they just die. And the same thing within a couple of days. And, of course, the news is nothing, absolutely zero coverage on the news about all these people that are dropping like flies, kids, you know, teenagers and the elderly especially. And, you know, some of the, and then you combine that with what's going on with the GMOs, where they actually have life forms that they can't even, they're not bacteria, they're not virus. And you've got all this stuff going on. So with all this overwhelm, you know, our mutual friend, remember Willie Whitefeather, you know, we were in a restaurant eating one time. We came out the door, and I looked outside. I was so mad because they were spraying in Grants Pass, of all places, you know, in southern Oregon. They were spraying like crazy. And I was yelling and screaming, my fist in the air, and you know what Willie said? He came out and he said, oh, great creator, oh, great spirit, please bless all the stuff that's in the sky. Please bless all that that falls down and make everything grow bigger and better and healthier. And, you know, and I know we need more than that. We need to stop the spray. But what a concept, isn't it, where we can actually transmute. If we do that on purpose, you know, with our intention and with the force of our will, if we can actually turn that around. And if everybody did that, I think that will, you know, with the concentrate, when two or more are gathered, the concentrated efforts of all of us, we can stop this. You know, like
I think we have to know there's a problem first, and that is the problem.
Right.
If you're dumbed down and ignorant, and you don't have a clue, then you're probably going to go by the way of whatever they're going to do. But if you're awake and you see this stuff, then you can start spreading the information. Say, hey, look, this is what's going on. We all need to band together. And, call in the air sylphs and everything else and do that work. But I think more important is that we need to band together and just get this stuff stopped, because there's a lot of people out there that are suffering from this that don't have a clue where it's coming from or why it's happening. So they need to get educated. We need to stop this process.
It's almost like now they're unleashing the biologics that they've been working on for so long. You know, the new bird flu that skips from person to person. You know, now it's in Asia. Always starts in Asia somewhere, right? The bird flu.
Yeah.
H5N9, or, you know, they always keep changing the numbers around. But apparently, a lot of the food additives that they've been putting, the preservatives in our food, will go to the brain. And some of the ELF waves can actually entrain with that, and that's how they can keep you kind of docile. But also... Through the stuff that's the Morgellons, when it attaches to the lungs, when they unleash some of the super bio weapons, they go straight to the lungs, obviously, because we breathe them in first, and then that's how they stick, and you can't get them out. So what you found about getting rid of the Morgellons is absolutely amazing, because that's a big factor. Everybody has it. You know, everybody's been breathing this stuff in. And, you know, who knows what they've been putting in from that stuff, right?
And they even said the sun has the ability to knock this out. You know, when a solar flare, a good one, will actually be beneficial, you know, to knocking this Morgellons down and getting rid of it. But there are other little generators, I guess. People are building them all over the world right now in garages and things where they're creating their own little EM pulse things. I don't know what that's going to do to their electronics. I hope they do it in a shielded way, but it will knock this Morgellons thing right out of your system, and you're never going to get better till you kill these little nanobots. You got to get them out of your system.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then the same thing too, you know, along with that, it's a slow kill, you know, and look at the injections they give us too. You know, they've got microchips and nanobots and all kinds of stuff to 24 different cancer causing agents and adjuvants and mercury, and, you know, you name it, it just goes on and on. It's like how toxic can we get before we actually fall over, you know? And what just happened recently in, I think it was in China, if I'm not mistaken, where they gave a baby a shot, and within a few hours, the baby died, and it made worldwide news. That was a shock to me. This was just in the last week, and it was directly related to the shots. And so it's starting to come out. And so you're right. The more people that get to know this, the more we can actually get up and stop it. You know, on the islands, they're actually, you know, they are in a way, they're loosely knit together, but they're also separate, you know, from distance and water. But they're all standing up together and against Monsanto and all, you know, Dow Chemical and Syngenta and all the big guys. They're there to stop us. And these people, some of these companies are actually involved in World War II in Germany. So the same companies, and if you look at the bloodline of the companies, you go, oh, my God, they're still around. They're still doing the same old thing. And it's like, how much more blatant can you get for people to actually get it, you know?
It's incredible. And it's like the Fourth Reich is back, you know?
But they're waking up here, I'm happy to report, and they're fighting it, and they're winning. You know, over 4,000 people showed up in the rain. And when it rains out here, it really rains, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's incredible to watch that and how the news just twisted it out of proportion, like, oh, it's no big deal, you know? Oh, just a couple people got together and just blew smoke up everybody, you know, and that's not the way it's working. people are and their people are seeing through that as well. So it's great news, you know, on that front. But we do need to wake up a lot of people. You got to tell people this: that stuff in the sky is not, you know, just contrails. And what happens with even contrails? You know, they put that in the jet fuel, so even it's even in the contrails, and the pilots don't even know they're doing it. So even
I keep seeing these people debating on the side of saying, "Hey, this isn't happening. The pilots would be up in air if this was happening." And this and this, and I hear these guys, and I go, get your head out of the sand. And then, you know, you hear this guy who's a spokesman for the international banksters come on and go, oh, no, we closed Evergreen down. It's not operating anymore, you know. It's fully operational. They're seeing brand-new tankers. And I know people in Boeing that are actually building these tankers and outfitting them with all the tanks and the spray nozzles and everything else. You know, they're building their own demise. You know, working hard, you know, at making sure that they and their friends are going to be checking out soon.
Right.
But, you know, you see this.
You figure they're kids, too. You know, and
the evidence is there. I mean, it's in the hangars, you know. The photos are coming out. Mm-hmm. The pictures are coming out. It's all over the net.
And they're flying these, like, drones, you know. If you can fly small planes with drones, why can't you fly big planes with drones? Because the pilots are checking out. You know, they find out really what's going on. And I would presume, there's not a lot of them coming out. Because I think a lot of them are dying because they're getting irradiated with their own stuff. But I think because of that, they're running out of pilots and they have to go to drones. And
Dr. Deagle talked a lot about that. He said that he had to treat before they went to the drones and the automatic planes and everything that they're doing, that he had to treat a lot of these pilots that were up there spraying and for the symptoms coming from the sprays and things like that, trying to keep them healthy and everything. It was a direct result of the whatever they were spraying. You know, it was they were getting infected somehow by it. I know the air they circulate through the plane comes from the outside with very little filtration system, but I would imagine that those planes that are spraying the chemtrails, that they would put some kind of a filtration system in there to keep the pilots safe, but I don't think they give a damn about anybody, not even their own pilots. They just grab some new ones.
Well, not even their own families, you know, not even their own families. They're not even thinking about their own kids, their families, you know. And then a lot of the, this is a little bit off topic on this, but, you know, a lot of their hideaways underground have been shut down or have been purged. And so where do you think they're going to hide? You know, where are they going? The space underwater? I mean, you know, they have the technology, but, you know, I think that's even with our friends upstairs, you know, I think that's even being limited access to the powers that were. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's suicide. It's absolute suicide what these people are on.
Well, I think the powers that were, whatever, when you get up to the top, they're soulless. They don't have any control over whatsoever what's going on. And the beings that are controlling them are so inhuman. They pretty much hate humanity. They like to see most of us gone. So that's the only thing that explains the behavior coming from the top down. It's inhuman. It's not there's nothing human about it.
And also, too, with the other side of the coin is that maybe they're terraforming this planet to more fit their atmosphere, you know, and humans be damned, you know. And so they're trying to make it more to their liking. I mean, that's another side of the coin.
Yeah, I think our only hope now is the higher dimensionals and, you know, spiritually and technologically advanced beings and enough of us calling out and saying, hey, you know, we need some serious help with Fukushima. You know, with the chemtrails, with the other stuff. And as long as we're rising up and standing up, and, you know, I think they are going to get behind us and help us. But, you know, it's not their job to clean this big mess up. You know, they didn't make it, but they are, out of their love for humanity and the earth, they are stepping up to the plate and removing some of these darker forces.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. And I'll tell you what, from Hawaii, I'm telling you, they're waking up here, and it's great to see. And I see this as a model for the rest of the world, because, you know, they have to be cognizant of Fukushima here, because they're right in the direct path, you know, and it's whaling. The whales are starting to calve now, you know, in about 3 weeks. Today, a friend of ours went out to the ocean, saw mama with her little baby, brand new. She was helping her to breathe. And, you know, he said, well, within about 3 weeks, you're going to have them all over the place. So they're just starting to arrive. And so, you know, the dolphins, and then you got the starfish populations along the west coast of the U.S., you know, melting. And so, you know, here, they're right kind of in the middle of everything. They have to be cognizant of all of it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's great to see that they're waking up here. They have no choice. I mean, really don't. So it's that aloha spirit, senora.
I know all that was a bluefin tuna turned out hot. You know, they started testing a lot of the bluefin tuna that was coming in, and they said 15 out of 15 were hot, you know, had radiation in them. So that's not good for the fish, you know, industry.
Yeah, that's the big thing here. You know, they keep asking me about the radiation level. They said, you know, you have a lot of orm and ormus, so thank goodness, so that helps to neutralize a lot of it. And plus, you know, the trade winds, how they blow and all that. But I said, you know, the main thing you got to be watching out for is the fish. And everybody here understands that. Everybody, you know, I'm telling you, I came out here looking for their pokey, which is their raw fish, like sashimi.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm missing it so much because I don't have a Geiger counter to check.
Bless the hell out of it or something. I don't know, but. You know, I think there are ways of dealing with that, you know, with, you know, zeolite, you know, a lot of the clays and also seaweed, you know, and there's a lot of the spirulina things and things like that will actually, I know pectin will actually take the radiation out of your system too. So, you know, I would imagine, you know, an iodine as well, you know, so keep up on your iodine, but. There's ways of shielding yourself from a lot of that. So I think, you know, those are the people that are going to make it are the ones that are awake and doing what's necessary to you know, take care of themselves and shield up with some of these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyways, hey, I'm reporting live from Maui. Just to let you know that Aloha Spirit is alive and well, man.
Well, hopefully I'll be there in a week or two. You know, if we can get these tickets sorted out, you know, it's I can't wait to get over there and check out some of the islands and some of the land there and see what's going on.
Yeah, and you'll be part of Aloha TV. That's going to be starting up soon too. Some of our friends are starting to do that.
To get
the islands all together, all united, and get the, like yourself, you know, get the truth out, because we are becoming the mainstream media, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think there is.
That's awesome.
There is some amazing technology coming out that has been, you know, handed down from on high that can change, you know, the spin on this nuclear mess and change, you know, alter this whole situation. I'm really hoping that comes out fast, you know, and they start to. You know, working very quick on the oceans here, because that really saddens me what's happening to, you know, the life in the oceans and to the people. I know Japan, I just read a statistic in Japan that, I mean, they're having millions of people just dying early, dropping dead, and the children are way down. I mean, their whole civilization is just kind of going to be disappearing real fast if things keep up on the numbers that are showing up. So, I mean, they're not having kids, and they're having a massive kind of a die-off, you might say.
And you know what they're doing, too? They're also hiring homeless people to go into the nuclear reactors. I mean, what a thought. And they're paying them less than minimum wage.
Yeah.
That's just these people are so – they have absolutely no conscience. They don't care. They know that the homeless people need work and they need money, so they'll do anything for money, right? I mean, if you're desperate – and so they have these desperate people going in and committing suicide. It's just crazy. Jeez. I mean, that kind of right there will tell you the type of people that are running the world. I mean, and that's, you know, that's on the nice end of the stick.
To me, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy to have probably a homeless guy with DTs, you know, very shaky, you know, handling equipment and around, you know, nuclear rods that are ready
the
to
rods.
Blow at any minute. That just doesn't feel warm and fuzzy for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and if they touch, if one of the rods touches another rod, there goes the end of the Western world, you know.
So you're right.
I never thought about it like that. But that's unbelievable what they're doing. So, okay. Well, hey, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
Have a great
hey, well,
time
thanks
there.
For calling and give us an update out. From Maui over there. Tell everybody
Absolutely.
To band together.
Okay. Aloha and mahalo.
All right. You too. Have a good one. I think we've got Adam hanging on there. I don't know what line.
Adam here.
Adam, welcome to the show.
Hi, James. Aloha or something like that. Yeah, I think they should rename Morgellons disease perhaps to chemtrail disease.
Oh, yeah.
It might promote the cause, throughout the community. And it's just an idea I had. I thought, let's rename Morgellons to chemtrail disease so it'll draw attention not only to Morgellons or the disease itself, plus the problem of chemtrails, the source.
Well, and, I know a lot of people that have Morgellons and they're going into their doctor and they have all the symptoms and, the lesions and the creepy crawlies under the skin and everything. And their doctors on a very grand scale are just labeling them as psychotic.
I think that doctors perhaps may be the ones closer to that condition, perhaps from their, it seems to be a mind control. The FDA waves, you know, some propaganda and they believe it. It's like they're living in 1984, George Orwell's 1984. But I just wrote a book this summer. It's called Health Disclosure, and it's a sequence to disease. I'm plugging myself here, and then I'll get to the cure for it, for Morgellons, which maybe we should call chemtrail disease. But I had a patient while I was writing it who contracted Morgellons disease, and I was begging her not to kill herself. The doctor wanted to commit her to a psychiatric, send her to a specialist. They were going to send the police there and arrest her and commit her. And this is a perfectly normal, functioning human being in society, upstanding homeowner, you know, all the trappings of somebody that's worked hard and is gone through the route. And what we found out of Thailand, a cure for Morgellons. You got to keep in mind that 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. So a very cheap solution is at your local grocery store. So it's called borax, and it's in the laundry detergent department. It's a natural occurring element harvested out of California. It's 99 point something percent pure. And it's you take one eighth of a teaspoon in about a half a quart to one quart. And for the European listeners, that's about 600 milliliters to 1 liter of water. And you sip it throughout the day. And you do one of these a day until it goes away, and it takes maybe about a week, and you go on that trajectory. And then at the same time, I got her on iodine, and iodine, she still had problems until she got on an iodine enriched meal replacement out of Sedona. And I can't give the name of it because the FDA will be knocking there on Monday to close it down.
You know, I think this is a point where we have to put a disclaimer that, you know, we aren't practicing medicine here at BBS, and nor am I, and so we can't really, promote this stuff.
That's
but
right.
If it works for you, fine. You know, it's like
yeah. Well, we know it's good because they banned it in Australia and Germany, and there's restrictions right through Europe. So I would say grab a box of borax, put it in your cupboard, because it may be an asset in down the future. Well, I only had the one patient, so make of it what you will. But she is totally clear. She's totally back. She's totally awesome because not only does borax, actually I had a second patient go on borax. He went on 4 days on, 3 days off for 2 weeks cycle.
This Are you one talking about like 20-milteen borax that you get at the just any store?
That's right. Yeah, 20-something borax green box looks like a 100-year-old thing in the laundry detergent section.
Yeah.
Now, I'm doing research on it, and there's incredible information coming up on boron deficiency in regards to arthritis, osteoporosis. Yeah. It lowers inflammation. It balances sex hormones. It works to eliminate candida, fungus, fluoride. It opens pineal gland, and it works like a house on fire. I mean, the results are incredible. Wow. In 2 weeks.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. So I've never heard of internal borax. I know people were using it externally and getting good results with it. And, you know, adding a few other things, I think alfalfa and other stuff and making mixtures and bathing in it and things like that. But, and then sun detergent was another one they were putting out over the internet. But again, you know, I'm not pushing or promoting any of these things. This is just information. And
our intent is to help, isn't it?
But
it's an antibacterial.
So fall over and try to blame us.
Yeah. I got enough problems of my own outside my window with chemtrails railing down on me and Wi-Fi and smart meter, electronic.
Cell towers,
it just goes on and on. Yeah, but it's more about borax. If you want a minute, I've got some research on it. It's antibacterial, antiviral, antiseptic, antifungal, and it converts vitamin D to its active form. And it has, it has anti-tumor properties and anti-inflammatory. It's hypolipemic, anticoagulant, anti-neoplastic agent. It has a lot. I could send you the link, and then you can
that would be good. Send me the link, or maybe even you can give the link out on the air, maybe, and so people can do their own research and take me out of the loop here.
Yeah,
so,
out of the liability. Let's be clear. So it's health science. Yeah. Health, it's www.healthsciencespirit.com. It's very PhD level work done here. There's hyphens between the health and the science and a hyphen between the science and spirit. So that's healthsciencespirit.com. There's two hyphens there. And, you touched on cancer, and I cured myself of cancer using B17 and vitamin D, and then some oxygen. I got this lady that cured herself of the Morgellons, though, bathing in hydrogen peroxide, half a cup in a bath. I'll send you links on stuff. The tetrasodium EDTA with the MSDS data sheet. I can send you that. That's from lotioncrafters.com. That you put 10%, 90% water into a spray bottle, and you spray your environment because these critters are actually crawling. Nano-sized critters are crawling around in your house, and they like to coagulate or get together on the ceiling of your washroom in moist, warm areas of the house. So she was spraying her pet. Oh, and this worked on her pet, too, and it got rid of its 17-year-old cat was bounding up the stairs just 2 weeks that she followed. But she did a proportion by weight of the cat to her dose. Instead of eighth of an inch, eighth of a teaspoon, she reduced the quantity by the weight of the cat, and it absolutely, the cat's hair started to regrow, and it eliminated arthritis. What I heard and what I saw is nothing but beneficial and cheap. Borax is $5 for a box, and it's at your grocery store, and it starts working tomorrow. So I'll send you that link.
Yeah, send me those links. We're out of time, unfortunately. I'm going to have to be signing off here, but definitely thanks for calling in and sharing that. I like this other device, too, where they just ping them. You know, they flip a switch and put the impulse, and all the little Morgellons fibers just, like, die right there.
The impulse works like Tesla, and Tesla is rife. You know, it's directed energy, and it matches the frequency of the live organism. They match the frequency, and they take it out with a pulse.
Yeah, exactly. And this one, if you get the right frequency, you have to have a pretty good little pulse go out, but it kills the little nanobots. But anyway, I'm out of time right now. We've got to sign off. Thanks for calling. And
Have a good one. All the best.
All right. All right, we're out of time. This is James Gillen broadcasting live from Mexico, and we'll see you next Saturday. Have a great evening. Hi.